This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Anthony Grajeda.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 63rd Annual Opera in the Ozarks runs through July 19th at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs. This festival of fully produced operas is an educational program for singers pursuing a career in the world of opera. The 2013 productions include Elixir of Love, Madama Butterfly, and Pirates of Penzance. Tickets and more information at opera.org. Fitting that we're talking about music already on this program.
Yes, because this is a musically themed show. Is that the best way to say that?
I think so.
We're going to hear 10 performances over the next 50 minutes or so that we recorded, we and our colleagues, inside this building.
Right. Every performance that you hear, I think this just shows how much music that we get in the station. Everything from classical music to blues and bluegrass and even hip-hop.
Yes, and we'll hear all of that and more in this edition of Ozarks at Large. We're going to do this. Back when I was a DJ, we'd play two in a row.
Okay.
So we're going to, you know, tell people what two we're going to hear, and then
okay,
we'll back announce. There's a radio term for you. We're going to start with Jamie Stone.
Okay.
Which was recorded inside Furman Garner.
Yes.
You were with me on that. That was that snowy May day.
Oh, that was the snowy day. That was a very weird day.
It was the start of Artisphere. Mm-hmm. Trail Mix was going to be the next day. It still happened, but it was moved inside. And
they weren't sure what was going to happen. I don't know if they had just gotten into town or if they'd gotten in the night before.
The night before.
And they came in, and it was really funny because a person from the Walton Arts Center who had ushered them over, you know, we wanted to have the most up-to-date information for everyone as to what was going to happen with things getting moved inside or canceled or whatever. So there was a lot of texting and phone messaging while we
That's
were
right.
trying to record and talk to them, trying to decide what the final plan was so we could tell people. And I think we ended up updating stuff
As we went.
And I know for 7 o'clock we changed some things because people decided that this was canceled, but this wasn't, and this got moved inside, and this didn't. But the guys were all really good sports, and they seemed happy to be there.
And they played every instrument under the sun.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders, and right after that we'll hear music from Ryan Key, a Johnny Cash cover that he did earlier this year inside Furman Garner. Thank you.
is a burning thing that makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And I burned, burned, burned that ring of fire, that ring of fire. Into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And I burned, burned, burned that ring of fire, that ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you just like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And I burned, burned, burned that ring of fire, that ring of fire. And I burned, burned, burned that ring of fire, that ring of fire.
That's a musician, local guy, Ryan Key. When he was inside Furman Garner Performance Studio, he did a cover of Ring of Fire, which I was very pleased about. And before that, Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders. They were here for Artisphere. The next one we hear, Christina, was recorded actually inside your studio.
It was recorded inside of my studio. Smarty Jones is a local hip-hop guy of sorts. I actually met him. I was walking into yoga one evening, and he stopped me on the street and said, "Hey, do you like hip-hop?"
And you said, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, yeah. And he was like, "Well, can I rap for you?" And I'm like, "Well, of course." And so he kind of, I guess, what do you, spitted a rhyme or whatever, I don't know, right there in the street. And I just thought his story was kind of interesting. And so I invited him in to do his thing in my office.
So we're going to hear that. And then right after that, immediately after that, for a completely different kind of music, Yuni Han, who was here with the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra the morning before she played. She came to play on our Steinway, the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway. So you're going to hear Smarty Jones, then Yuni Han.
Cash, she'll make you run faster than the next man. Kicking and biting hands, unaccording to plan. Here's the hope, and it's not the hand that feeds you. If it is, jump back, cause it's liable to beat you. But they say it's nice to meet you, often even seat you. But in the end, they'll really just defeat you. So don't get it twisted, these lessons that they teach you are just to find and reach some more meat to eat through. Rules, rules are meant to be broken. So of course there'll be a rebuttal as soon as the law's spoken. If it's written, you can bet they will incite it. Better yet, they will invite it. So why would one write it? A human is a pilot with a motor not so quiet. So within these restless vessels, we wrestle our own tyrants. I'll confide in you and leave my confidence in silence. If you don't turn these truths back on me like teeth of tridents. Everything, everything is just a stance. The system can take away what has been given by your parents. Regardless of a parent's forbearance or steady grants. Regardless of a car or crease within your pants. In fact, my every breath and glance is circumstantial. So turn me up a decimal so I can feel professional and cut through this group perpetual like your sweet sectional. This booth is my confessional, just me and intellectual on a way stronger than any congressional. Around is just a preposition, but my surroundings seem to always have me in submission. And I know a few convicts with a whole lot of conviction, but that thought seems to conflict with what they taught us in detention. But they thought you weren't here mentioned if your pop's plans got pinching, yet we're all just inching closer to the grave each day. But some of us are born a hell of a lot farther away. But not me. This hot tea was not free and the service wasn't sloppy. So the waitress probably won't cop me. She reveals a receipt and retreats, leaving you the copy. Cause obviously you brought me. So thanks for the sandwich and tea that you bought me. Though your generosity wouldn't change the pitch and key of the monstrosities that you taught me. So before you try and stop me with your words now sloppy, just know you were the seed that gave birth to this poppy.
themes of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, Eunie Hahn at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway Piano, from a performance inside Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this year.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And if you're just now joining us, this is a special edition of Ozarks at Large for this 4th of July weekend. We are, I guess, a little over halfway through the year and thought it was a good time to look back at all of the musical performances that we've had in our building.
I know that we've been really excited, actually, to have music in the building pretty much every week. Yeah. Of 2013, we've had somebody different playing inside the studios. And I guess you could kind of say it was a goal of ours to do
that.
It was
a goal. We really made a push to do that. And I feel good that we've made it this far into the year and have succeeded in that goal. And I think it's been a pleasure for a lot of people on staff, too, to have just a wide range of musicians and, you know, local musicians who are here all the time to musicians who are out of town, who are just passing through.
Well, and it's awesome to just be here working, and you don't know who's going to walk in the door. You don't know what's
or
going on.
Or with what instrument.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sitting in my studio and see somebody walk by or hear music coming down the hallway, and it's pretty cool.
It's pretty great, and I enjoy being in there or being outside in the lobby, being able to hear it as well. And we'll get back to some more performances in just a few minutes.
And we take a bit of a break from some of the music we're hearing on this July 5th edition of Ozarks at Large to welcome in Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Welcome back.
Hi, guys.
It's fitting that on a show where we're playing some of our favorite music recorded inside the building in the first 6 months.
We have one of our favorite people.
Yes.
Who
just came from a town full of music.
Full of music. I am home from New Orleans. I am grinning from ear to ear. I weigh 20 pounds more than I did when I left. And the world is a happy place. But there's something happy going on at the Art Center at the Ozarks, too. They are doing Thoroughly Modern Millie as the summer musical.
Speaking of music.
And I've got to tell you that this was not a show I had any interest in.
Had you ever seen it?
Yes, I've seen the movie.
Okay.
But I went to see rehearsal before I left for New Orleans, and it's going to be so much fun. It's the Broadway version that came out 6 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. The revival.
The revival.
Right.
And it's very different. It's very modern.
Well.
Oh.
And Drew Peacock Weiser is playing Millie. She's adorable. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting story that you might have seen in today's What's Up, that she and her mother, Martina Peacock, worked together for years as choreographers. And
at Rogers Little Theater.
At Rogers
and they
Little
helped
Theater.
Out with stuff at Rogers High School with the cheer and dance squad.
And she passed away this spring. Martina passed away this spring.
Yes, her mom did.
From cancer. And so this is kind of,
like
the story in Thoroughly Modern Millie, this is kind of Drew's coming into her own and going out on her own. And it's just very sweet to watch her. So if you know that story as the subtext, it kind of makes the show even more fun. Thoroughly Modern Millie opens next Friday the 12th at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale and continues through the 21st. Tickets are $16 for adults. If you go for opening night, you get food, you get champagne.
As part of that $16?
No, it's $30
okay.
for adults for that night.
I was going to say.
But you get hors d'oeuvres and live jazz before the show, and you get champagne and chocolate bonbons at intermission.
That sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious. So check it out and check out today's What's Up for everything else going on. I just got back, so I'm assuming there is one, and everything you need to know is in there.
Exactly.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
A historic collaboration was made June 24th.
This is a live broadcast tonight from the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges here on KUAF, a historic collaboration between Walton Art Center and KUAF and Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Perhaps you missed the live broadcast or simply want to hear it again. Tune in this Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. for a rebroadcast of the historic collaboration.
And a standing ovation for the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, Corrado Riveras, leaving the Great Hall. I'm sure that he will be called back. A wonderful night of Mozart here in the Great Hall.
as we continue our look back at musicians who have come into our studio. Up next, we have some music from RJ Michaud, which was recorded by Paul Kelso, the host of the Generic Blues Show every weekend. And following that, we will have some music from some University of Arkansas students who are in a band called Little Chief.
So that's coming up. This is an all music from the first 6 months of Ozarks at Large so far this year.
Thank you. So take me to North Carolina, where my baby lives. I won't be there by tomorrow, but heaven knows I'm on my way. So take me to North Carolina.
The band Little Chief, University of Arkansas students. Before that, we heard from R.J. Michaud, recorded by Paul Kelso. R.J. had come in for the Generic Blues show, and Paul gave us one of the songs, too. The band Little Chief, they were fun.
Mm-hmm.
They had all sorts of stories about how they, when they were first starting, they'd play anywhere.
Yes. I think maybe one of my favorites was, there were two. The one was on the elevator. They would just play on the elevator and people just get on and off and not know.
On one of the dorms. Yeah.
Yes,
one of the dorms. That's what I was going to ask where it was.
In one of the dorms on campus. And then another one of the members of the band had made friends with a bus driver on the Razorback Transit bus line. And he would just sit on the bus and play. So that's, I'm sorry I never got to see them in any of those.
Well, it definitely beats just playing on the corner.
Oh, absolutely.
The street corner.
You get to move around and new audience. So it sounded like a good time. They were real sweet.
And one of the songs they did that we were not including on this show was a cover.
Yes, of Call Me Maybe. It was
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was so excited about that song.
Now, coming up, a couple more songs that were recorded inside the building. In a few minutes, we'll hear Claudia Burson. She was at the Mary Baker Rumsey piano and played sort of this gospel jazz tinged original of hers.
And by herself, because usually know of her, the Claudia Burson Trio. I know they play every Sunday at Copeland's and Rogers.
And they have a regular gig, I think, Friday nights at the Chancellor in Fayetteville.
So
she was recorded by Robert Ginsberg for Shades of Jazz.
Interesting for her to be by herself.
Before that, we're going to hear Carter Sampson.
We are, which you were very excited about.
Yes, I was.
You were. I remember, I think my first run-in with Carter was at a local bar here, maybe sometime last summer. We were looking for musicians, and I had heard her and mentioned her to you. I assumed she was from very far away or something like that. I'm like, oh, that's a shame we couldn't get her.
And you Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, and you mentioned to me, Kyle mentioned to me that she was actually Oklahoma, so not too far away, so maybe we could get her sometime. And we managed to catch her as she was coming through town earlier this year.
Sun comes up over a dirty skyline, and I got you on my mind. Well, my head hurts, well, my heart aches. I guess I'm running out of time. So baby, you are.
That was Claudia Burson at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway Piano inside Furman Garner Performance Studio. That was a song that we heard on Ozarks at Large, but also part of a bigger performance that was on Shades of Jazz with Robert Ginsberg earlier this year. Before that, Carter Sampson, also inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. This is Ozarks at Large. And this is a special edition of our program for this holiday weekend. Some of our favorite music that's been recorded inside the building the first 6 months. I say some because
there's been a lot.
I mean, every week
at
we've
least
had something
one.
New.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And musicians often play two or three songs, so lots of things to choose from. We've been very fortunate to have had as many musicians stop by as we have, and thank you to all of the local musicians who have taken some time out of their day to come and perform for us.
And also not local.
And some not local
right.
as well.
Yeah. And it's really harder for them sometimes to do it because often visiting musicians come in day of gig.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tired, they're off the road. But
they go straight to sound check.
They have to set up, where they're performing.
But some do come in. We had Roscoe Bandana, who did the Gully Park concert this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard that full interview yet.
No, we'll hear that later.
Yeah.
But,
they'll be playing at Harvest Festival in October.
Right.
And they have a couple of gigs in Siloam Springs before then.
Yes.
Later this month, I think.
And now next Friday, speaking of local musicians, on Ozarks at Large on Friday, we'll have some other local musicians that we just saw earlier this week.
Yes, Cole Reeves and Matt Reeves and their drummer, Nate, they came stop by. They are opening for David Allen Coe at the Benton County Fairgrounds next Friday. And so they were gracious enough to stop by and play some songs for us, and you'll get to hear that next week.
That's right. Of course, it's not only Ozarks at Large where you hear music on KUAF. We've already talked about Shades of Jazz, Generic Blues Show.
Katie Hendrickson,
that's right, and Sunday Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and in a few minutes, we're going to hear something Katie recorded for Ozarks at Large, Sean James, which was a song that went viral.
He did a cover of a John Legend song.
Mm-hmm. Which was from the movie Django Unchained, I believe.
Yes.
And one of his friends was here, and she videoed it and put it online. And I would say it went viral in a local sense, and that it got a lot of hits quickly over the weekend. I think it, like 100,000 or something like that. I think it eventually has gotten up to like 160 or something thousand on YouTube, which I realize is not viral in the global sense with things that get millions of
hits. It's not like a cat playing the piano or anything.
When we're talking about something recorded inside our
studios,
that's pretty exciting.
Seemed to get a lot of attention locally, at least, very quickly.
We'll hear that in about 3 minutes. Before that, something Mike Shirky recorded on his program, The Pick and Post, and Let Us Use earlier this year. Jed Clampett. Jed, well known around here, plays all over the place, has been for some time. And Jed happened to be recording with Mike on what was the 40th anniversary of the date that Jed decided to quit his day job and make a living as a musician. And so he sang a song that was very appropriate for that date.
Kicking around the country for 3 years going on 10. Been some places I've always wanted to go, maybe going back again. Mississippi to Arizona is a long old road to ride. I guess I'll keep on singing, playing my guitar till the day I die. Spend some time in New Mexico just a couple of years ago. Like a tumbleweed rolling with the wind, I had to roll on up and go. I had to roll on up and go. Mississippi to Arizona is a long old road to ride. I guess I'll keep on singing, playing my guitar
till the day I die. Moving down the highway, I never know what's in store. Had myself a taste of life and I'm coming back for more. Searching for a rainbow, I'm reaching for a star. You got to look before you can find what you're looking for. Mississippi to Arizona is a long old road to ride. Guess I'll keep on singing, playing my guitar, till the day I die, till the day I die.
Sean James is recorded by Katie Henriksen for Ozarks at Large inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Before that, from the Richard B. Atkinson Studio at KUF, because we have more places where people can play, that was Jed Clampett with Mike Shirky. It was heard on the Pick and Post, but then it was also heard on Ozarks at Large back in January of this year.
And that's when we realized we had overlooked one small but very important detail. We forgot to ask Sandra which bedroom window was hers.
I've been sheltered all my life by the humane practice of courtship and romantic etiquette. I was unprepared for how the rest of the animal world likes to go about love.
Flicks his wrist, sending the eggs up into the air into two perfectly laid out slow motion backflips. But something goes terribly wrong.
Tales from the South, Saturday afternoon at 3:30 on KUAF.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle.
And support for KUAF comes from The Amp, presenting Nashville recording artist Gary Allen with special guest Backroad Anthem July 12th. Doors open at 6 p.m. Music begins at 7:30. Lawn chairs and blankets are welcome on the lawn, but no coolers or pets. Tickets and more information available at amptickets.com or by calling 443-5600.
The Elizabeth Richardson Center, celebrating its 50th anniversary of enhancing the lives of those with special needs, presents Beach Bingo Bash Friday, July 12th at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. This casual fundraiser will include bingo for prizes, beach-themed refreshments, plus live music. Tickets and more information available at 872-1800 or ercinc.org.
And we'll have more music on the program. Our goal is to have music recorded inside this building on the show at least once a week.
And we often have it on twice a week.
Right.
And as we mentioned, the Cole Reeves Band will be highlighted next Friday. The following Friday, we'll have music from Don't Stop, Please.
That's right. And then, there are festivals coming up. There's Harvest, and maybe that'll be out at Mulberry Mountain, of course.
Mm-hmm. Roots Festival.
Roots Festival.
Next month already.
Wow.
Yeah.
That puts things into perspective
doesn't
as far
it?
As the summer goes.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we first move into this building and we had the performance studio, I jokingly said it'd be nice to have a list of all the instruments that we've played. We're knocking them off.
We don't have a physical list, but
no.
I think there's a list inside the mind of Kyle Kellums, because every time somebody comes in, you can tell me that we had this or we didn't have this or something like that. So,
And I was always – I really wanted a glockenspiel in here. And one of the bands, one of the many bands we didn't have room for on this edition of Ozarks, brought in a glockenspiel. You had Farmer in the Markets.
Yes. They were here. They had one of those. And have we had a didgeridoo?
That's what going to ask, yeah.
You really wanted that, didn't we?
Sophie Kidd, not this calendar year, but she talked to someone who played the didgeridoo. Her guest didn't really play a song.
That's right.
One
he more was
yeah.
explaining the instrument. That's
yeah.
right. So there was one in the Furman Garner Performance
right.
Studio. I know that's something that you've mentioned. What was the other thing you've mentioned? A theremin? Is
yes.
it something
I
that
don't
you've...
even know what
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, that's the holy grail for the Furman Garner Performance
okay.
Studio. Theremin is the only instrument, besides your voice, I suppose, that you play without touching. It was invented by a Russian scientist back in the early part of the 20th century. And if you ever watch those old horror movies, wow, 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 that sound is a theremin.
Mm.
If you listen to the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, you'll hear a theremin in there.
Well, so how do you play it?
You manipulate the sound waves that are around this. So you come close to touching it, but what you're really doing is touching the sound waves that emit off of it and altering them by how you place your hands around the instrument.
All right.
Sounds very sciencey.
It is sciencey, if that's a word.
It is now.
So, yes, we need a theremin. We've had bagpipes. I want one of those
bagpipes.
Big drums, like in a marching
oh,
band.
Oh, man, I don't know if we can
that's true.
Handle that. No, that'd be really loud.
That
I mean, we had a drum circle.
Well,
yeah.
I will be going to the Drum Corps International performance that's coming up in
okay.
Bentonville.
Yeah, DCI.
We'll be in the studio,
okay.
but we'll,
drums.
We'll have some drums.
Okay. Very good. Ozarks at Large. Oh, we should. This is KUAF 91.3 FM. Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville.
Grab it.
Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Thanks for joining us.